Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Wednesday to you. So Wheels is at home and we have him on the screen. And so we're looking at his, what I guess is his basement. And my first reaction is that is an impressive amount of porn.
Those are not my books. I don't have books.
Well, your wife hasn't quite a collection then, so.
Yeah, those are all like history. If I pull them off that shelf, you can see a lot of them are like 150 years old. She likes to collect antique books and stuff like that.
Nice.
But yeah, you can see, if you look at it, you got dog toys on the floor, some pictures that are not hung, sitting on the side. But the wolf is where it's supposed to be.
Well,
the wolf,
priorities.
The wolf photo. Yeah, I mean, that one's hung and ready to go. And
yeah.
Random baseball bat sitting back there.
Rachel, looking for the dogs?
Yeah, where's Lucy and R2?
Let me see. I can't really turn the computer a little bit, but that's R2. Oh, he's behind the desk. Hang on a second. I'll get him for you.
R2, come out.
Hey, buddy. Come here, dude.
Oh, I see him. Oh. Come out.
On. Wait, keep him on the screen. I'm
it's quite a show. We're just watching Wheeler.
I know. You guys are watching
videos.
He's
so cute.
He's like, what, Dad? Jeez. That
I woke
chilling.
Him up. He's an old man. You have to understand. He's 14.
Oh,
so I woke
so
him
cute.
Up, and he's super tired.
Cutie.
Hi, buddy.
What's up, R2?
Oh, look
at him. He's giving Wheels kisses.
Yeah. That's sweet.
I don't know if you guys can see it, but he's got like one tooth that sticks out the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, that's first thing we saw.
Yeah, immediately noticed it. He should be very self-conscious
all
about
right.
it.
Back to bed, buddy. He doesn't care. That dog, he's the dog version of me.
Yeah.
He does not care about anything. He's just a boss.
So everything good at home?
Yeah, getting there. You good. Know, Susan had the foot surgery yesterday. It's not a real invasive one, but obviously any surgery comes with recovery. So I've been Nurse Kevin for 24 hours, and it's all good, man. Everything's good. I mean, you know, we have pain meds that are necessary, so there's some pain, and sleeping has been a little bit of a problem. But I think, you know, nothing beyond what was expected, and it's definitely better than the last time she had a foot surgery. That
one pain med for her, one pain med for you.
I don't feel pain. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a ginger.
So I know that we just did the whole game and the post game, but I didn't get to see any of the game since they somehow took all the Cardinals games off of our televisions.
It happened again.
So help me out. Obviously a good game. Obviously a great series.
Yeah, this is kind of what we've all been hoping would start to happen, right? I mean, they've won five in a row. The starting pitching's been really good. The bullpen has settled down, I think, in part because you're getting really good starts, and that's meaning that you don't have to go to the pen earlier. But they're scoring just enough. You know, this series, like today was good. Five runs is good. You only get two yesterday, but only two when you're facing Paul Skeens. It's
right.
Not exactly.
Is he 0-5 against us now?
No, but he's 1-4 against the Cardinals.
Wow.
And he's actually pitched well in all but one of those, right? Like, they just don't score any runs for him. Like yesterday, the Cardinals only scored two, but the Pirates only score one.
Yeah.
But he has seven career losses and four out of the Cardinals.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Cardinals are his kryptonite. But You know, it's been fun, man. This is, you know, the Cardinals, I mentioned, have five in a row, but they've won 7 of 9. If you go back to the April 21st, remember how bad that was? They got swept in 4 games in New York, and then they lost the first game in Atlanta, and they were 9-14. Well, they're 10-5 since then, which is pretty good. So back to 500 today, and hopefully that means that with Washington next, and then, Philly's going to be tough, but then Kansas City after that, you got a nice road trip where you could go out there and maybe win 5 or 6 games out of the 9.
Are the Royals not playing great?
They're okay. Like, they're competitive. Like, they pitch really well. Their pitching staff's been awesome, but they just haven't hit. So you've got an opportunity there because you're pitching well to kind of do to them what you did to the Pirates, because the Royals are, I think they're not the lowest, but they're one of the 3 or 4 lowest scoring teams in the American League.
Yeah. I had an interesting thing today. I was looking at the front runners to be Pope. And there's one of them, I forget the Cardinal's name, it's something very Italian, and he's one of the top three, and he's the exact same age as me.
Oh?
And it made me feel like a loser, that in 60 years, he became a Cardinal. So that was possible.
Yeah, you've probably had a lot more fun in your life than he has.
Yeah, I'd say so. You think that Pope's ever played in a band?
If you become the Pope when you're 60, you haven't done anything in your entire life except, like, work on becoming the Pope. Like, that's pretty much been, you know, dusk to dawn.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what else do you got going on?
Well, I mean, they have lives.
I'm not sure they do.
I think Monsignor Ted loves Cardinals games and he takes trips and.
But he's not in line to become the Pope, right? That's like a different
hurt his feelings. That's
I'm sorry that he had to find out this way, but
he's in line.
It takes like a different type of person, I think, to be Pope level.
You just keep digging that hole.
I'm standing by it. I'm digging nothing.
So I had an interesting in the zone question. There are 120 some odd Cardinals in the Sistine Chapel, all in the same place, electing the Pope. If you could see a readout of how good a person is, like you could see their credit score, would that be the highest good person credit score on the planet right now? Or do you think that they're basically just dudes?
I mean, if the film conclave is to be believed, they are just dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that it's silly to be like, oh, you're better than everyone. What, they don't sin? They don't do the things that we consider to be sin? Like, of course they do.
Well, they would never. They wouldn't tell you otherwise either.
Right.
I mean, I've never known a person who, I mean, again, I've raised Catholic. My uncle's a Catholic priest. He would never argue that they're above anybody or better than anybody.
I just want to talk about Conclave because it's such a good movie.
Oh, you watched it finally.
Yeah, I told you the other week that I watched it.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. A little turtle.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, I think here's what it was. I was distracted because I wanted to tell you the ending and spoil it for you so bad, but I didn't. So I'm the hero. It's a little over the top, the ending.
Oh yeah,
right,
yeah. For sure. But a great movie.
Silly hard turn at the end.
Yeah,
like, for funsies.
Yeah, like, oh well, geez, I didn't see that obviously because no one did.
No.
Yeah, they really went to great. They're like, we got to come up with something no one's going to see coming.
Right. John Lithgow, right?
Mm-hmm. Woof.
Ray what Fiennes. An actor.
He's always great. Good. And all of the guys, that's what made that movie. They're all good.
He's the new Dumbledore.
Is he?
Yeah, he's taking a lot of crap because he's like, I don't get why everyone's mad at J.K. Rowling. And people are like, now we're mad at you.
Well, I mean, he's not. I'm sure he's not on Twitter, so why would he know?
Right.
You know?
He also bumped me out big time because people were like, wow, you're going to be the new Dumbledore, huh? And he's like, yep, it'll be the last thing I'll ever do. I'll die in this role because I'm very old, but I'm going to do it. And it's like, wow, man.
Yeah, way to lean in.
Yeah, to say all that, you could have just said, yep, going to be fun.
Speaking of religion... the Protestant side of religion, there is an icon who needs our help. Have you heard about this?
No.
Jim Baker, husband of Tammy Faye Baker.
Okay.
Been to prison a couple times, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Came out today and said, I need $1 million cash
Okay.
Or I will be on the street, and God told me to come to you guys.
Oh, you need $1 million to stay off the street? That's so wild.
That's what Jim needs.
I don't need that much to stay off the street personally. Huh. But
Kevin, go get your wallet.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, I mean, these people are...
He's going to cuss because he's at home now.
I know, I know. I really did almost do it.
He doesn't have to face the consequences.
Yeah, I really did. I really did almost do it. And I'm like, yeah, you need $1 million to stay off the street. Sure you do, buddy. How many people have really nice homes that will never earn $1 million in their lives?
It's almost like he's not a godly man.
Almost.
Maybe he could go for that Pope job.
he's not.
He just wiggles his way in there.
That would be the twist at the end of the conclave.
I was only half watching CNN whenever they were talking about this, so maybe I shouldn't bring it up, but maybe you guys heard about it. There's one cardinal who's like not wearing the normal outfit.
I saw him.
He got approval from the Pope to not do it.
Huh. Is he wearing like J's under his robe?
I think everyone else is wearing red and he's wearing white.
Oh, I saw one guy who
that's gotta feel good.
Appeared to be some sort of Middle Eastern garb.
Oh, okay.
And I just assumed that he was the Pope from Yemen or whatever. So, they're all dressed a little differently, I noted today.
Yeah.
Some have lace, some don't have lace.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They've got drip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was watching the other Cardinals play baseball.
There you go. I saw that...
I'd like to see these Cardinals.
They all had the same uniforms on.
Little fun facts. The fastest a pope has ever been elected was 10 hours. And can you guess the longest it's ever taken?
30 days.
Didn't it take
3 weeks.
A couple months one time?
3 years.
What?
In the 1200s.
Oh.
Those guys just were having a party.
They just wanted to be in the conclave.
They just didn't have anything else to do. So they're like, let's drag this out as long as we can.
They're on the road. They're in Rome instead of in their poor little town. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They're probably just like, this is pretty cool.
These nuns are fixing up some delicious victuals.
Holding up a beer. Like, what do we got to get back to our wives? And then all of them start laughing.
Oh, gosh.
Cue the white smoke. Leon got 2/3. They're like, no. No, not Leon. I meant Leon Jenkins.
I meant Leon P. That's Leon S. No. I'm not voting for him.
That guy's a real piece of work.
missing their wives.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm all alone. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. 3:51, Dave Murray will join us at the top of the hour with our strange little 90-minute show here. Wheels is at home, taking care of his wife, Susan, who had a little foot surgery yesterday. You back tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the plan. So we should be good to go.
Cool.
Because then we're not worried about any, like, weird meds or, you know, anything like that. You know, yesterday was all about trying to make sure she wasn't going to do anything weird while she was still coming off of the general anesthesia and all that stuff. Although we did have a blood incident yesterday, which was unexpected. So we get home, and, you know, when you go under general, they put the IV in your arm, and it's a pretty good-sized needle, and there's a wrap on there, and they told her and told me, and I told her, like, hey, that stays on for a few hours. And as soon as we got home, she's out of it still, and she just ripped it off and started bleeding everywhere.
We're like,
it wasn't that bad. It was like, it was just dripping, and she's like, where's this blood coming from? I'm like, you, it's from your arm. You're not supposed to take that off.
I'm dripping blood right now. Oh, my God. I would just die. If that were me and I pulled off my IV thing and I started bleeding, I'd just die.
I mean, it was just the, like, the tape over gauze, and it wasn't like in the movies where it's like, bleh. It's just like drops are coming around here and there, and you're like, damn, where's that coming from? I'm like, it's your arm. I got to redo that because I'm Nurse Kevin.
Woo! I haven't been that numb in quite a while. Whoa, that one got me. And I just said something nice about you in the break.
Uh-oh.
Tell him, Rach.
He said Wheels should be a national sports guy.
I said, you should be rich.
Yes.
I wish I was rich. I have been a national sports guy, but surprisingly, that doesn't pay that well.
Just like you're sitting there with your little headset on and you got the big voice and you just look and sound like one of the guys on NFL Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess I did some things wrong then, didn't I? Actually, that's not true.
I did some things wrong.
Nah, I'm here, dude. I'm having fun.
But I really screwed that up being on the DGS, didn't I?
No, that's the best move, man.
Wheels, did you see the letter that Secretary McMahon, the Secretary of the Department of Education, sent to Harvard?
You gotta Google it.
You will love it. So Secretary McMahon sent a letter to Harvard, and they edited it.
Oh man!
And posted it online.
So this is Linda McMahon.
Linda McMahon,
Vince's ex-wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like
it's bloodied. It's
like, what would you guys say? It's like 30% red.
Yes. It's like run-on sentences, missing punctuation. It was a terribly written letter, and she's the Secretary of Education.
And what's her qualifications for that?
You got me. I have no idea.
She knows Trump from wrestling.
Yeah, that's what
basically.
I'm, saying, like,
I'm trying to avoid that, but yeah,
they
that's
met
basically
wrestling.
It.
So if you put somebody in charge of the Department of Education that can't write a 2-page letter without having 75 mistakes,
not great.
That seems bad.
I mean, the stated agenda is to completely remove the Department of Education, so.
Yeah,
she's just making that point.
Yeah, I think they're not really worried about it.
She's like, I'm this dumb, and I even went through school.
Want to hear something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
This is just a shotgun show here. You know, it's just potpourri. Raiders of the Lost Ark was made in 1981, based in 1936. If we made the same movie today...
Oh, don't say it.
Yep. It'd be set in 1981.
It would be set in 1981.
Oof.
So 1936 was to 1981 what 1981 is to us.
Bro.
D!
don't like that.
That is upsetting.
I'm going to need Susan's arm to bleed just to make me feel better.
I'll pass it along when she wakes up.
The plan was set in stone long ago. Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.